Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem by Scott Lowry from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How many of us treasure cross-country skiing, especially trying to see how long we can keep it going, no matter how late in the season? In Scott Lowry's Not Quite Too Late, he captures the textures and sounds, the light and shadow, the glide, and he references that old song many of us learned long ago, Dem Bones Gonna Rise Again, or perhaps Ezekiel's wheel, so much that I almost want to sing his words. Here is Scott Lowry's Not Quite Too Late. It could be over. Cars sparse on snowpack, yellow mud licking softened edges. By the locked shed, grooming machines are settled in, treads half swallowed by oily slush. Climb out, clip in, push off, your feet at first slip sliding away, each from the other, your legs gone to rubber, lurching on a shifting crust. Slow it down, feel your way back to back and forth, launch and land and ride the glide. Sciatic syntax, squirrel tracks, vole tracks, blue wax, red wax, kick, glide, kick, this old fool whose wax won't stick. Skaters flash past, velociraptors in spandex, leaving fresh slashes in the track set melt. Long bright days now, but snow enough, with luck, for one more week. So flex your noisy knees, your laced tight ankles squeaking in their boots. Begin to hum along with birdsong, creek flow, faster now past sun gaps where tough muscled maples stretch up and out with the green creep of sap. The hip bone connected to the thigh bone, raw bone connected to the wishbone, chickadee connected to the grub worm, joint pain connected to the old brain, way in the middle of the air. You have been listening to a poem by Scott Lowry of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Not Quite Too Late. This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information at wfop.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at CatherineYoungWriter.com. Podcasts of this recording will be available at WDRT.org.